it's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, first up today in the Redneck Report is a guy that wanted to get rid of some memories. And look, sometimes people go through hard times in life. They have tough relationships, and it's best just to sort of purge yourself of all of that stuff, you know?
Like, you go through a breakup, you get on Instagram and Facebook, you delete all the pictures and posts about your ex. Yep. Also, if you don't do that when you break up with somebody,
you haven't really ended it.
I feel like you're a psycho. If I'm looking at somebody's like Facebook profile and I know they've been broken up with somebody for a long time, they still got a ton of pictures of them on there.
Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and they still have pictures of up on their social media page years afterwards? You're like, hey. No.
Take it down.
You're ruining my current relationship.
What are you doing? What are you trying to blow up my spot?
Well, this guy decided that the way to get rid of all of those bad memories was to burn down his house.
Oh.
He said he wanted to get rid of some memories, so he decided to burn down the whole house. He also left notes on a fence at the house that said run and told witnesses he was going to go burn down another house.
Which seems easier to delete stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe just
Facebook.
Go ahead and delete the pictures. Yeah, instead of burning down the house.
I get that the house is it's got a lot of memories in there, but you could just move.
Yep.
You can do that.
Maybe just sell it. You probably make a little bit more money that way.
A police officer in Florida in a whole lot of trouble. He's from the Florida Panhandle. He faces charges of selling opioids out of his squad car while in uniform. There was an undercover agent who made a purchase of a controlled substance. It was opioid tablets from this man. He was selling them out of his marked patrol car while in uniform, was also using his personal cell phone for the sales. He is charged with selling a controlled substance and unlawful use of a two-way communications device.
Throw the book
rats
at that idiot.
So stupid.
Because if you are in a position of power and you are willfully creating a, you're willfully just saying screw the rules, they don't apply to me, above the law should be come down doubly as hard on you.
A man is in a whole lot of trouble. He is from Louisville, Kentucky. Barton Bishop is his name. He's a 44-year-old guy. He was arrested back in July for stealing various things, including dozens of garden gnomes from people's yards. He was due in court a few weeks ago to face 67 counts of receiving stolen property. But he never showed up, and now he is on the lam.
Oh, no. Did he take all the garden gnomes with him?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a teenage thing to do.
Stealing garden gnomes?
Yeah.
Are garden gnomes still a thing?
Not really. You don't see them very much anymore.
We do have a neighbor down the way?
Like,
yeah, that has, like, gnomes and, like, those little, not fans, but
little spinny things.
Yeah, those little spinny things.
Pinwheels.
There we go.
The spinny things.
Those things that spin when the wind blows.
And they put off different colors. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. And finally, a shirtless man in Florida was hanging out by a dumpster reciting Shakespeare. Police responded to a report of a shirtless man hanging out by a dumpster yelling at himself and bothering other customers. They found a 30-year-old dude. Deputies asked him his name, and he said, "What's in a name?" A similar question was asked by Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. He was arrested on charges of providing a false name to a law enforcement officer and resisting an officer, obstructing without violence.
Why would the cops be called on a shirtless man reciting, Shakespeare? I feel like that is a cultural treat that he is treating us all to.
Especially Dave. Romeo and Juliet.
You're like, is that gentleman performing shirtless by that dumpster?
Oh,
yes, he is.
Oh, goodness.
'Tis but my name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, thou, not a Montague. What is a Montague? Is not nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name?
Shall I hear more or shall I speak at this?
You're going to jail, Greg!
Ah, son of a bitch!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.